a ripoff aimed at fleecing drivers of their money. That's how Republican State Representative Ron Magg views these cameras. He says cities and villages are simply using them as money makers, pretty much automatically convicting drivers of moving violations and automatically sending them tickets.
You know, people in the United States have the right to address their accuser. And in the case of a red light camera, you don't. And that's fundamental to our judicial system. And the other thing is, people in the United States can expect to be treated the same wherever they go. And again, in this case, you're not being treated the same. You're guilty over here until proven innocent. Town next door, you're innocent until proven guilty. In town Y, you can't address your accuser. And a lot of times, you know, you can file a complaint. Probably cost you $50 or $70. And a lot of times, by the time you get your ticket, the time for appeal has already passed. And when you look at Elmwood Place in Cincinnati, Ohio, where the judge has ruled these things illegal and shut them down, they made over $5 million in about 6 months, and about 40% of that went out of state. For that $2 million, they probably could have hired a lot of cops.
You say it went out of state because it went to the company?
To the company that has the cameras. In this case, it went to a company in Maryland.
You say you don't get a right to confront your accuser, but if the accuser has evidence in a photo that there you are speeding through the red light, what's to contest?
Well, I think you can test a lot of things. How accurate is that little machine? The one we saw was just sitting on wheels, sitting on an embankment. It had rain yesterday. Maybe the ground settled a little bit. Maybe it's no longer calibrated.
Ohio cities contend safer roadways are the main reason they've installed the red light cameras. The extra revenue from traffic tickets is just a byproduct. The Ohio Municipal League represents 780 cities and villages. Most of them don't have the cameras, but spokesman Kent Skerritt defends their right to install them. He notes they act like round-the-clock traffic cops.
Traffic light cameras and speed cameras are protection for motorists on a 24/7, 365-day basis.
The result, Skerritt says, is safer roadways. He says just the roadway signs announcing the presence of the cameras have done wonders to improve safety.
Dayton has experienced a 23% reduction in crashes at intersections when cameras were used. Columbus, in a three-year period, studies have indicated 75% decrease.
Representative Magg may argue it's unfair to have different traffic enforcement mechanisms in different towns. But Skerritt argues there's nothing wrong with that. In fact, he sees it as a positive symbol of the principle of home rule, allowing Ohio cities and villages the right to make many of their own decisions.
A big benefit of home rule is there's greater control of operations on the local level, so citizens have more influence and more participation on how their communities function. It would be an assault on the home rule provision if this type of self-governance were taken away.
Kent Skerritt warns if legislators pass this proposed ban on cities and villages installing traffic cameras to catch violators, at least one of the local governments would no doubt file a lawsuit challenging the law's constitutionality. In 2006, legislators did indeed approve a similar ban, but outgoing Governor Bob Taft vetoed it. The next year, the Ohio Supreme Court ruled the cameras themselves are constitutional, but the court did not rule whether a statewide ban on them would be unconstitutional. Bill Cohen at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.